versus Urbandale in Star Winner 2.5's Combat Hunger Rivalry Week.
Maya Sims is joining us now on the phone, senior at Urbandale. Hi, Maya. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So first question is what does the fox say? Is it still playing at Urbandale?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
How close are you to shutting it down?
We need $100.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Come on, yes. Tal. I feel like you have that in your pocket.
I'm pretty confident we'll get it today.
Okay.
Good.
Of course, Combat Hunger Rivalry Week. We have a big football game with playoff implications, by the way, on the line on Friday night when Urbandale hosts Ankeny. And but we the kids and the teachers, everybody's helping collect food for the Food Bank of Iowa as our Combat Hunger Rivalry Week is going on. So before we get to everything else that's going on, tell us a little bit about you, Maya. I'm looking over a little bit of your bio here, and is there any club you're not in? That's the. There's a few. Why don't you tell us a few you're in or some of the activities you do at Urbandale?
Yeah, I'm in Student Senate, Key Club, Eco Club, Leo Club.
What's Leo Club?
Leo Club is like the little Lions Club.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
And you said the T Club? What's the T Club?
Key Club.
I'm sorry. Key Club.
But what is Key?
It's like the little Kiwanis Club.
Okay.
Gotcha. Love it.
You recently started a new club, right?
I did.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so I started Hope in Action this year with a teacher sponsor, and we I went through the whole process of getting it approved and everything, and we've been meeting the past couple weeks, and we're just hoping to make a difference in Urbandale and the communities around it. We want to educate people on certain topics so that they know how to act on it and what they can do to make a difference too.
Cool. All right, like fun. What topics? Can you give us a couple?
Yeah, so currently we are working on the little free libraries in the Oak Ridge neighborhood.
Yes, those are very cool.
Yeah, they're not doing so well, so we're rebuilding them and then vowing to keep them stocked for the rest of the year.
I love it.
Very awesome. Nice.
You're doing great stuff over there, Maya. That's awesome. So, speaking of great stuff, so other than you're $100 away from getting the song to stop playing, what else is going on with Combat Hunger and your efforts at Urbandale?
All right, well, we've raised almost $400 from Teacher Jean Days.
Yes, the teachers. They like their jeans. Yes. How's the pie in the face one going?
Yeah, so our choir director, Brim, is currently in the lead.
Okay.
Oh,
and
all
then
right.
We have two teachers tied for second, so it's getting pretty serious.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Someone's getting a pie in the face. I like it.
By the way, when is the pie in the face happening?
At our next assembly, which will probably be our winter assembly.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. All right. So you guys are just doing a great job over there, and we really appreciate it. Of course, Combat Hunger Rivalry Week, it's all for the Food Bank of Iowa. We have Urbandale and Ankeny helping us out this week as they head towards their big game on Friday night. Maya Sims has been our guest this morning, giving us an update on what's going on and telling us a little bit about her life, her very busy life.
Yes.
Good for you, Maya.
And keep up the good work.
You bet. Thanks for the time. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.